Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Columbo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Columbo, available at Amazon.com.
That's right, and you are offered complimentary pages to read for free by the Rose, and I strongly urge you to do that. Get a copy for yourself and your family, and it is a humorous plus a scathing political satire on the adventures of Professor Noah, and will Professor Noah find the secret tablets on how to stop depopulation and extinction of today's humanity? You will not want to miss it. It is an eye-opener and will awaken your senses to what is happening in our world today.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Listen up, because we're about to be suffering from not only food shortages and water shortages and skyrocketing electricity and rent and mortgage and housing and everything you could possibly think of after we were locked down. And don't forget, the gasoline prices on the West Coast have skyrocketed from the Trump $3 or $2 a gallon up to $7 to $10 a gallon. And people in America, their wages are not keeping up with the middle class and the upper middle class with these serious increases that are unbelievable and unprecedented in the most powerful and the most prosperous nation in the world, for the middle class and the upper middle class, as they see their wages not even coming close to the inflationary costs that have been forced upon the American people. And we are the leaders in the world. And all of a sudden, the food plants are burning down. The farms are burning down. They had to dump the eggs and the milk and the meat, which became a food shortage during the lockdowns. How healthy is that? How is that health care? How is that keeping you safe from getting a infection of any kind? How is it keeping your immune system strong by denying you the right to go to the dentist or the doctor unless it's a total emergency, because you can't violate their totalitarian dictatorship curfews and quarantines, or else you get arrested or fired from your jobs if you don't obey and get the jabs? How is that healthy for Americans or the world? How is that healthcare? But there's another problem besides China allowed to buy our food plants in California and other states. And while Bill Gates has been buying up the farmland in America, who is involved with the lockdowns with CDC and WHO and Dr. Fauci, NIH, who he's donated millions for very long time to these organizations, and they were all involved together in these, what Senator Rand Paul says is a gain of function research on the biochemical weapon that was stopped in America by Obama, who said it was too dangerous, placed a moratorium, and then the wealthy funded Dr. Fauci's research over to communist China, who just happens to own food plants in America. And Bill Gates just happens to be buying up farmland. Farmer Bill is buying up farmland in America. He owns more farms now than any other person in this country or the world. But foreign nations, anti-American nations, should own nothing in our country. Nothing. And all these people involved are tied to communist China. So there you go. It's not a good picture for America. If you want to call that humanitarianism, you go right ahead. So that's your free will and your free choice. But there are millions of people who don't believe it is about humanitarianism at all. In fact, Freemasonry is using the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Bergoglian Church to advance its global coup, which is on LifeSite, which you can also look up and read. But you don't have time to read the overwhelming number of articles and information that overwhelm people while you're trying to put gas in your car at $7 or $10 a gallon and figure out how much you can put in so you can feed your kids. Because when we used to go in the store and buy $100 worth of groceries, now it's $200 or $300. When we fill up our tanks for $40, now it's $100. How much gasoline can you afford? How much food can you afford? How much electricity? How much rent? How much in mortgages? While these billionaires have been building condos and buying up private islands and stockpiling food and water and whatever they need and escaping from the people who they are causing huge suffering. You can believe it or not. You should do your own research, your own homework, look up your own facts, come to your own informed decision, because don't believe anything I'm saying or any other person in the media. Do your own homework, because nothing said on Columba Chronicles is intended to be legal, medical, political, or financial advice, but a dissemination of entertainment and educational purposes only. So let's get started. We are being governed by members of a global lobby of criminal conspirators who tell us directly that their plan is to eliminate us, terminate us, because we are, according to Klaus Schwab, a founder of World Economic Forum, bottom feeders. But I have a message for Klaus Schwab. God created him and created bottom feeders. And he created bottom feeders for a purpose. Everything God created has a purpose. And if you get rid of the bottom feeders, you're going to have a lot of bacteria and viruses coming up from the bottom to the top. So, here we go. We are being governed by members of a global lobby of criminal conspirators who tell us directly that their plan is to eliminate us. And the whole time we are sitting here wondering why we have to wear masks on buses and not in restaurants. Well, I guess, you know, the virus only, like if you're sitting in a restaurant across from your friend and you have that plastic shield between the two of you, I guess the virus doesn't go any further than from your lips to the shield, but it doesn't go anywhere else within the restaurant. Does that make sense? Does any of this make any sense to anyone who has any common sense? This is LifeSite News Editor's Note. The following is the transcript of a video interview Archbishop Carlo Mario Vigano gave to Armando Manocchia from Biblo TV. The video is in Italian and can be found in two parts. Armando Manocchio. Your Excellency, here in Italy, we are now in economic and financial bankruptcy, where the public debt is now over 2.7 billion euros. In my opinion, the problem is the moral and ethical bankruptcy, not only of the ruling class, but also of a magnificent part of the population. What can we do to construct a social fabric that includes an ethical and moral sense? I was in Italy in 2018 with my daughters, and everyone we talked to were thrilled that America had President Trump for president. And the one thing they all said to us was, we love America. We wish we could live in America. And we wish President Trump was our president. Things are not good here. And they were talking about their economy. Archbishop Vigano, bankruptcy is the inevitable result of multiple factors. The first is the transfer of the monetary sovereignty of individual nations to a supranational body such as the European Union. So the European Union, which is run by the European Commission and is in bed with the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates Foundation, and I don't know if it's still Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Planned Parenthood, Gavi, Echo Health, Monsanto, Wall Street, all of these billionaires and multimillionaires are aware, if not involved, in this society of who they call elitist, globalist. And here it goes. It's the supranational body such as the European Union. America saved Europe. Communism, Marxism, and being exterminated by Adolf Hitler, by the Nazi Germans. Under Adolf Hitler's rule, while Margaret Sanger, the bigot, the white female ugly bigot, was also pushing for depopulation through infanticide, late-term abortions, sterility of Jews and anyone else they felt didn't meet the standard of being a superhuman. Well, that's happening today. History is repeating itself. Only Europe wants America, Canada, and apparently, as well as China wants America, because they could never be America. Our families who migrated into America and built America back in the day, along with the Native American Indians who were abused and used and some of their tribes exterminated and still mistreated today, in my opinion, under the Obama-Biden regime, forced off their land in the modern day here, in modern times, when blacks are calling for reparations when none of them were even involved in slavery. There have been reparations. We pay welfare. We pay for anyone who is suppressed to be able to access welfare and food. They call it, the scan card or something like SNAP card for food, which is like a credit card. They can get free Obamacare and free health care and so forth and housing. So we already, through our taxes, pay reparations for those they suppressed and didn't allow to attend our public schools and our universities to raise themselves up out of the impoverished inner cities. And we're still dealing with that today, but we have made to help them. And they're mostly run by Black Americans in public office. So they need to address their officials in public office as to where all the taxes are going if their communities are overwhelmed by gangs and crime and gang shootings and drive-by shootings. And that is a problem for the entire country, to help them clean up their inner cities and redevelop them and rid the country of gangs by making it illegal to belong to a gang, which I suggested 20 years ago. Still not happening. We need to make their neighborhoods safe. We need to get their kids in school so they have an opportunity to move up in the world as well. So, here we go. The European Central Bank is a private bank lending money at interest rates to member states, forcing them into perpetual indebtedness. How is that not a crime or a fraud and taking advantage of people? I recall en passant that the European Central Bank is officially owned by the central banks of the nations that are part of it. Therefore, since the central banks are controlled by private companies, the ECB itself is essentially a private company and acts as such. No one should have allowed non-American European bank to control the taxes collected by the government that belong to the American people. That was a huge mistake and a huge problem for America. We don't even know what happened to all the gold or the gold that was alleged stored in the basement of one of those 9/11 buildings that witnesses said they heard bombs go off, but most of those witnesses died. And then, of course, all the information was suppressed, and the media never talks about what happened to the gold. President Reagan wanted to back our money with gold, and they made an attempt on his life, tried to assassinate him. President Kennedy wanted to back our money with gold, and they did assassinate him along with Bobby Kennedy, who was on the same wavelength. And then John F. Kennedy, who was running for senator in New York and was a complete 100% shoe-in over Hillary Clinton, suddenly has a plane crash. And on it goes. So this central bank does not want to return our taxes and our gold and silver back to the American people, apparently. The article says, the second factor is seigniorage, that is the income that the central bank derives from the issuance of money on behalf of the state, which borrows with it, not the material cost of printing banknotes, but for the nominal value, a theft to the detriment of the community, because the money belongs to the citizens and not to a private subject composed of private banks. The third factor lies in the economic and financial policy of the European Union, and the European Commission was behind the lockdowns in Europe, and they're all linked to World Economic Forum and to White Wall Street billionaires and China. So in 2008, my article was published on Town Hall. It was entitled China on the March. It was online for a very long time, but it appears to have been scrubbed now, with China at the focus, threatening America, and especially California, where it was alleged back in the 90s that Hillary Clinton made a deal with the communist Chinese to give them land in California in exchange for some debt that we allegedly owed to communist China, when in fact, I always said we don't owe anything to communist China. America helped communist China move up economically in the world. And Bill Clinton outsourced our intellectual property and our manufacturing jobs and our jobs over to communist China so that Wall Street would only have to pay slave labor of what, 25 cents a day or an hour or something like that to make higher profits. And that was selling out the American blue-collar workers. And now they're attacking through the lockdowns, and they shut down by force of mandates because of Dr. Fauci and CDC and WHO and the White House and the HHS to lock down small businesses in America by the thousands, thousands across the nation, lost their American dream while they opened the gates to unidentified foreigners who are trafficking fentanyl and illegal drugs and children and women and claiming them as their families, demanding they come into the USA, where many are smugglers of and organ harvesters, smugglers of drugs and fentanyl and guns that they take into the inner cities to destroy the minds of the young people in this nation and get them involved in crimes. So the young men end up either dead or seriously injured for life or in prison. This is a communist, KGB-style, CCP-style agenda, in my opinion, along with a Marxist and a Muslim Brotherhood, written and stated strategic goal of wiping out Western civilization. It appears that we have very dark, powerful forces coming against America, Canada, Australia, and the European citizens, and New Zealand, and then the rest of the world, third world countries, will just be a piece of cake for them to take down. I don't believe they want to, or at least right now, depopulate China and Japan. I think they're giving them a reprieve by the New World Order secret societies, whoever the Wizard of Oz is, behind the curtain, because they've already been trained up as toddlers to obey their government leaders and to remain silent, to shut up and sit down and be quiet, and maybe they'll allow them to leave their homes or go to work or open a business or travel under their surveillance apps called the Merit app, as long as they obey and don't criticize their leaders or their government. It's called slavery. So, and let's not forget that it's always the European Union that imposes the so-called reforms based on false narrative. Think of global warming or overpopulation. With the blackmail of the loans it has made to member countries, gender equality and other horrors have been introduced into national legislation without any consultation of citizens, indeed knowing full well what they were against, that they were against it. Of course, the majority of moral and ethical and patriotic and God-loving, God-fearing people are going to be against using children to be abused. So finally, the subversive action of the United Nations Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, which means that they need to get rid of about 150 billion or more bottom feeders, discardable people, irredeemable baskets of deplorables, ignorant, small-minded, easily tricked, easily fooled human beings. The Great Reset of the World Economic Forum has its declared purpose. It's very declared. You can read it in Kloschwab's book. In fact, you can Google his name on Amazon. And while you're doing that, Google Roseanne Colombo's name and look up Obamasaurus and get a copy of Obamasaurus, and I offer free complimentary pages to read. It's on Kindle and paperback, and it will be an eye-opener for most people.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian...